All right, everybody, welcome to Overdunk episode 16. My name is Zoinks. This is the competitive Pokemon Unite podcast. We talk all things meta, tournaments, and talking with the top teams. And today, I have the amazing pleasure of being joined by IX Gaming. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Yep.
We're all very excited to be here, especially OJ.
Okay, good. I'm really happy to have all of you guys on. You're a super fun team. I've been looking forward to this interview for a really, really long time. So it's going to be awesome. But for those of those people listening in podcast land or on Twitch that don't know who you are somehow, I just want to go around the table. Let's do family dinner
like stuff. We're so fucking huge. Like, it's on them for not knowing us. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. I'm glad you're up to speed, Junkie. Why don't we just get a quick introduction out of everybody, say who you are, what people might know you from, and then what role you play for the team. Elky, let's start with you. You're in my top left.
All right, my name's Elky. Also, I also go by Elky Jr. Either one. I play Defender, and my favorite Pokemon is Tree.
Oh, Tree. That's a good choice. I love Spooky Tree.
No, it's not.
I love the Tree. It's always a good
Junkie,
choice.
You have to let him have fun. Junkie, why don't you go next? Introduce yourself.
I'm Junkie. Yes, you may know me for being head counselor on AOS, I guess, if you're like part of that server. I was on Wind Traders as my first team. And then I'm generally forgetting the name of my second team, but it was Tyler and all of them. I forget what they're called. And then IX now. You may know me for being gay. What else? I play like support and defender.
Cool.
But I play support for IX. I started my professional career support and then transitioned to defender when it was needed. And now I can luckily transfer back to support because I think that's what I'm better at.
Cool.
And my favorite Pokemon in Unite is Hoopa now because I actually can have a Pokemon that has a little bit more of a skill ceiling than Eldegoss. And favorite Pokemon outside of Unite is Togepi. If you like see me in Discords and chats and Twitch chats, I spam a bunch of Togepi emotes on, you know, I'll do it. A Twitch exclusive. Hold on. Your Twitch stream, you ask someone else something and I will be spamming my emotes.
No. There you go. Good. You gotta have a Twitch exclusive. That's fantastic. Yeah. Also, Mitzeline, you are a repeat on the show, but why don't you just introduce yourself for everybody who's listening for the first time?
All right, so my name's Mitzeline. I was top 8 in Flowstone Gaming last month, and now I'm on
Gaming. Okay, dude.
In top 16.
Dude.
I'm mainly known as the jungler, mainly for my Cinderace.
Okay, cool. Yes, you did unfortunately knock this team you're currently on out of the tournament last time, but now you are playing for them. And what a wonderful drama-filled story.
You know they were supposed to lose in the first place.
That's why. That's awesome. All right, Ty, why don't you go next? Introduce yourself.
All right, what's up? It's your boy, Ty. Y'all all know me. Nah, I'm playing. I'm known for my Vina and Ninetales. I play attacker. Yeah, I don't know. It's not that much about me.
All right, cool. You're a Tybosol. Now, hey, you're a big fan of yours on Unite Mics. We Dupesnacks and I talk up Tybosol attacker a lot on the broadcast. So you've been getting plenty of shout outs from us.
Yeah,
for sure.
I like you too. So like, I do. Yeah. I like you.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm glad. OG, feel free to introduce yourself if you want to. You don't have to whatsoever, but feel free to jump on a mic.
Wait until he messages us. That's what we always do.
No, okay. Sounds good.
No, we're not kidding. Let's hold up. We're waiting for the OG message.
Because see, if he thinks he'll be quiet, we'll just move on. But
no,
we make him at
least. OG will talk. Go ahead, OG. God damn it, OG.
That's all good. All good.
I got a message from OG saying, I'm playing Minecraft. OG, how do you want me to introduce you?
Oh man! Well, to be
OG, I didn't even know you played Minecraft. You do like hardcore gaming stuff. I didn't even know you played.
OG is another repeat on the show, so we should all know him as the top laner for your squad. Lucario extraordinaire, but we have seen them on tons of other roles. So, yeah, welcome to the squad. I'm really excited to talk more with this IX team. But let's take it back to kind of the beginnings of IX. I know Elky and Ty, you guys were on this team sort of from the get-go when it was beginning. Talk to me about the story of IX Gaming so far. How did you form the team and then the sponsorship, if you can talk about that kind of thing. Yeah, how did you form a team and how did you get to where you are now?
So it started off just me, Ty, and some other few. And we just were talking to Dave, who you had on your show, I believe it was last episode. And he just wanted to, he was ready to form a team. And me and Ty and the other people who we were with at the time were looking to create one. And we created it. And I know most of you know it's been a long journey, going through a lot of roster changes, but you know, just trying to do what works and just go to Worlds, and that's the goal.
Sweet. That's awesome. So how new is this roster? Like, Mitzeline, you're probably the newest addition to the team, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, cool. And then how long have you been playing with the squad?
Probably 2 to 3 weeks max.
Okay, sweet. So this roster of five, I mean, you have pieces that have definitely played together before for quite some time, but now you're looking at a pretty new roster, especially like having some changes after your February final showing, going into the March final showing. This is kind of a strange question. You answer it however you want to, but how's the team been gelling so far? Are you guys working together really well, or has it been a bit of a bumpy start that you have ironed out by this point?
I think we're doing pretty good for the
most
part.
If we were just like, it's fucking awful, bro.
Hey, I want you to be honest on my show, Junkie. If it has been that terrible.
I was like, what was it? Like, when I was originally reached out to about joining, there was like a lot of roster mania mix up. Like, David signed Rex. Rex left. And then he signed him again when signing me. So then I was like kind of in like purgatory of like not sure what if I'm playing, but I'm signed.
Gotcha.
And they signed Red Love to play support, and shout out to Red Love, love him. But in my mind, I was like, I'll be getting the support spot in like a week. He's going to leave. Like, this is not the role for him, you know? And then in 2 days, it even beat my expectations. He was like, yeah, this doesn't work out for me. And then David was like, hey, you still interested in that support spot? I'm like, yeah, you finally came to your senses.
Yeah, okay.
That was like a couple weeks before February. And then Bulby was on the team at that time. So I was like the newest member coming in.
Okay.
Because OG signed with Red Love. So like, me and OG were pretty similar, like, but I guess technically OG was 2 days prior.
Sure.
And then we do February. I hate saying this because it sounds like excuses, like we should just be good enough, but we definitely had, like, the hardest bracket, I think.
You guys had a crazy hard bracket in February. Like, absolutely.
We had to verse, I think it was two top eight teams, and then the team that got second place. Back to back to back to back. Right.
Yeah.
And then in losers, we then versed a team that got top eight, you know, so it was like our qualifier run was harder than most people's final run.
Right.
So I think that was like kind of discouraging, especially like at the start of a Worlds run and we're kind of getting a feel for the team and stuff like that. And situations like that, I think, definitely will bring underlying challenges or maybe things that were kind of bubbling underneath the surface to rise, right? Because sure.
But also don't think we're using this as an excuse either. This actually made us want to get better, you know?
Yeah.
The other team, they won fair and square. We wanted to just, you know, it made
except
us better.
Except for their jungler. He played a little sussy, but we'll talk about that.
Okay.
We don't like that Jin guy. You know, we don't like him.
Some questionable stuff happening on that side of the server.
We were practicing, you know, with Bulby still at the time, and then Bulby quit the team about a week before March qualifiers, if I have my timeline right. So we were kind of like in panic mode, naturally, what the hell are we going to do? Luckily, we David reached out to Mitz about, you know, filling in, being with us for, you know, the rest of this month, see how everything plays out and stuff like that.
Awesome.
And then, you know, we made it, luckily. And then it's kind of going from here. But I think what will be different from March and February is I think one of our team's best strengths is, like, we're very hyper-analytical about our mistakes, what we're doing wrong, and pretty proactive about implementing changes, trying things. Like, we're not, like, I think a team that, like, I don't know what to do. Like, it's like we already have, like, 5 or 6 plans of, like, let's try this. Let's try this pick. Let's see if it fixes this issue. And, like, all those sort of things. And then I think that complements us well, because now that Duraludon's meta, I think Duraludon's been kind of like an equalizer for a lot of teams.
Sure.
Like, as an antidote, like in February, like when TTV, you know, with Cinderace and everything like that, like, I personally feel like they felt much more oppressive than they do now.
Yeah.
And I'm not, that's just because that was their style. And obviously, like, Toon's, you know, the best Cinderace in the world easily.
Sure.
And I think with Duraludon, team fights and objective plays are being played a lot more differently, I think.
Absolutely.
Like, we have to consider a lot more things with how your positioning is, the zoning potential he offers, and
Health
how
specs,
to
all this stuff. Yeah, there's a lot more that has to get.
Fights a lot more. So I think it'll be really interesting. Obviously, like, I'm just excited to play at a top level and stuff. That's, like, just exciting. That's what we all do it for.
Yeah.
But I think it also will be interesting to see how teams adapt to that and also, like, try to include that into their style or things that they do. Cause I know, certain teams are playing Duraludon, you know, without leaking their strats, right? Like, sure, certain ways, and other teams are doing it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, really cool and interesting to see how they're taking that pick and trying to kind of fit it into how they like to play the game.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, we've seen Duraludon played in a lot of spots. We've seen some weirdo top lane strategies that people are trying to pull off. We've seen that Pokemon in jungle. It's been an interesting new meta that we're heading into. So I'm excited to get into all that, talk about these specific runs and things like that. But Junkie, before you take me away into the actual meta and all that stuff, I do want to get to know your team just a little bit better. I mean, part of Overdunk is I want to spotlight you guys. I want to see how your team works, the inner workings of it. And so I've rebranded these questions a little bit, but they're pretty similar to what I've asked on this show before. Guys, this is one of the most important questions that I'll ever ask a team. Who has the smallest brain on your team?
Man, that's a good question.
The smallest brain?
Who has the smallest brain on your team? Who's running it up mid? Who's making the most ridiculous play calls? Who's yelling, we can flip it at you?
None of us. None of us. We all have a big brain on this team.
Okay.
I would honestly say none of us.
Yeah. Well,
however, if you rephrase the question to who ints the most, there's a pretty clear answer to that one.
Okay.
None of us.
Okay. Tyvasol avoided this.
I love it.
That's hilarious. Okay, fine then, Elky. You had a clear answer. Who's the one that ints the most?
Oh, that's me, 100%.
Okay. Okay, as long as you confirm it, Overlord calling you a small brain as well in chat, so you're definitely catching a few strays all over the place.
Jesus.
So. Okay. Well, we have the smallest brain. Apparently, that's been clearly stated. But let's talk a little bit about biggest brain on the team. You said you guys were a very analytical, you know, in your head style of team, trying to play for that. Who's got the biggest brain on the squad?
It's easy. That's OG.
I feel like it's a it depends on which aspects of the game.
I think we got a lot of bigger brains. Like, I'll say that because we all get big brain. We got bigger brains, and I think it could be OG, Elky, and Junkie for sure. I think me and Bit, we like to just go out and wreck. Yeah.
Ty's like, I A button press good. I don't know about you guys, but I A button press the best.
Yeah.
That is why they call it A9.
Yes.
Press A9 times.
Yeah, I would say, like, it's like, I'm trying to think, like, when we talk about, like, okay, I'll try and, like, break it down into different parts. Like, when we talk about, like, team compositions and strategies and stuff, I feel like everyone kind of says something, and I'm kind of, like, the filter that everything kind of gets worked through, and then at the end, it's like, okay, I took everything in, and like applied it to like how we play the game. Let's try this strategy, this positioning, this sort of thing, right? So like everyone has like opinions, and we always make sure to like try to incorporate everyone's point of view into the decisions. So like everyone's on the same page, everyone understands how we want to play, you know, objectives or team fights, etc.
Okay.
I would say like OG's like biggest strength, if we're like talking about like everyone's kind of individual biggest strength when it comes to like big head playing stuff, is OG is really good about like the last like 3 minutes of the game. He's very like aware of the pressure that he can exert by showing somewhere, letting us know what we can do with that pressure. Awesome. Me and him kind of go back and forth with like zap positioning, what we want him to do, telling kind of what I want to do, and those sort of things. So that's really good. I would say Ilky's like really big brained in laning, I think is his biggest strength. I think like he, like I've never had a defender so reliably last hit things. So that's like always like such a nice like relief
yeah,
to
that's
know.
A weight
like,
off when, for sure. Yeah.
Right? Exactly. Like when we do make this play to play up or something, or like we're like back or whatever, like Ilky's like very like reliable, able to like last hit and things. I would say Ty's really like good about navigating himself through team fights, and like that's something super reliable, right? Because if you can't like rely on your, like if your attacker is like the one getting caught out or something, right, or dying or something, it's like the whole,
I would definitely say the most consistent is he's reliable but most consistent. Like, you know, you know he's never gonna get caught out, but if he does, it's like one every 50 games or something like that.
Sure.
And it's like a, and it's like
he knows how sweet. He knows what he has.
Nah,
to do.
Thank you.
Ty's like, yeah, 1 in 100, more like one, yeah, 1 in 200. How about that?
No.
Oh yeah, easily.
Awesome. Okay, that's the best answer I think I've ever got to that question. So well done, IX. I love that. But then my last question, it's really simple. Who's the funniest member of your team? Who's making the whole squad laugh the most?
Junkie for sure.
Yeah, okay.
That's not talking, but like I literally just make everyone laugh.
It's definitely Junkie.
Yeah. Okay, good. Good. Every team needs a Junkie for sure. Not that Junkie you're replaceable, but you need someone who can try to attempt to be just as funny as you are. Because you need the vibes on any competitive team for sure.
Bro, it's that fucking time. Just like, he'll like unmute his mic sometimes just to laugh.
That is so true. You do that. You won't talk for an entire game, but they'll unmute just to laugh.
I'll be chilling.
Just chilling. Got to gas up the squad a little bit with your laugh. That's important. You're looking out for the rest of your team. That's great. Awesome. All right. Well, let's thank you guys for an introduction to IX. I think we really have a much better picture of what your team is like, even down to like what really strategy carries are filled by your squad. I think that's really interesting. Now, let's talk a little bit about, I call this section like recent events, but let's talk a little bit about the road to world so far for IX Gaming. We mentioned briefly, you went out a little bit early in the February finals, but you had a crazy banger of a bracket. It was really tough. But Ty, you were just mentioning that that's not an excuse. You definitely used that experience to get better. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more? How did you take that experience to try to make it better? Did your practice improve? Did you guys take the game more seriously? What happened?
Yeah, we played a lot of scrims. Cool. We played more ladder.
Okay.
And yeah, we just and we watch VODs, most importantly.
Yeah.
So, you know, so yeah, I look at everything as competition, you know, and I love competition, to be honest. So those guys, they play really well.
Okay.
And it made us better.
That's awesome. Awesome. It definitely made you guys better. You guys have been killing it so far. I'm really excited that you're just cruising along too. And you were able to, let's talk about March now, able to qualify this time through the open bracket and into the March finals coming up this weekend. So huge weekend for Unite in general this weekend. We got more tournaments to talk about than just the March finals, which is kind of wild. Yep. But that's the one that you guys are qualified for. I want to talk a little bit about your bracket run. So I'm going to bring up your bracket here on stream. I'll also share it on share my screen on Discord if you guys want to take a look at it too. Of just sort of what we are going to be looking at. But this is, I just want to talk about any games that felt notable, any big wins. But Your first couple of games, you took 2-0 versus Team Eevee and 1,800 peeps in a tree, I think. These ones were 2-0 fashion for IX. Did either of these games have really any notable moments, or did they feel pretty much just like warm-up games? You guys were in your element. They were yours from the start.
Yeah, I don't want to be disrespectful to, like, any
team. No, not at all, yeah.
You know, yeah, like, if you see it, like, and I think on the bracket, like, we were, like, seed 11.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Like, reversing teams that are probably, like, you know, playing this for kind of fun or the experience of it all. Like, even in, like, in the in-game chat, I forget which team, but one of them was, like, you know, oh, my God, seed 11, like, have mercy on us. And it was, like,
oh,
like.
Yeah, they literally said, they're saying, oh, they're OG's biggest fan.
Yeah, OG's cracking his knuckles. Like, perfect.
Like, one of them were, like, standing OG. Like, as soon as you join the lobby, they're like, oh, my God, I love OG. Like,
that's awesome.
It was funny.
We're like, oh, my God, dude. So, you know, I think it's nice, like, to see any team, like, want to view this game competitively and be part of the competitive scene, because it's something that always needs to grow, right? So I never want to, like, discourage any team from trying this or improving this. I think it's the best way for a new team to get good practice, right? Yeah. No offense, if, like, these teams hit up to scrim, we would most likely say no, right? But now they get to verse us in a tournament setting, which is the best practice, the most real, the most stress, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that I really, like, want to encourage if, like, any viewers are, like, thinking of getting into competitive or, like, oh, I shouldn't do this because I have no shot at winning. Like, do it for the experience and the journey of it and just, like, being able to put yourself out there. So, yeah, like, I think those games were, like, a lot of fun, and I love seeing that, like, I think North America pretty consistently has the most participants for our Worlds qualifiers, except of on the west side of the globe, right? Like, obviously Korea and Japan are more popular, but, like,
I don't think Korea numbers, actually, I think we're, like, pretty close to Korea, but
at least it's, like, competitive, because I think especially for other MOBAs, like, North America is not really, like, a MOBA market. These were more like, right? So I think just seeing that makes me happy. Yeah. So yeah,
that's awesome. Let's talk about that actually just for one quick second. Is the you mentioned, I mean, North America is this pretty gigantic bracket. You've now competed in two of these and had to slog through these just big open qualifiers. Do you feel like the scene is improving? I know your February final or your February qualifier bracket was a gauntlet of a bracket. You had a ton of top teams to go through, but you did in this tournament too. Do you feel like the scene is getting bigger and getting stronger, or do you feel like we're kind of plateaued a bit right now in NA?
I think because Unite is so top heavy, mm-hmm. as a competitive scene, right? Like, we all kind of know all the top NA teams, we all know kind of all the top NA players, and there's not really, like, emerging talent that kind of breaks through that, unless they make a world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like to see that. So I think because of the platform that these Worlds qualifiers have given us, I think it's been more insightful to all of us, I guess, more like kind of the players, like, in our bubble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To, like, see what other teams are doing and seeing, you know, upsets that they're able to do or close games that they're able to do or different picks or strategies. So I would definitely say, I think because of how much this competition has been, like, looked forward to, right? Ever since Unite was even announced, like, everyone immediately knew Pokemon does Worlds for TCG, VGC, etc. Everyone kind of has had this as, like, our North Star, right?
So absolutely. I think
that really, like, helped drive and make a lot of players passionate about doing well at this game, where I know for a fact if we didn't have this, right, and we were just kind of relying on the more smaller tournaments, or even, like, because we don't have, like, you know, another shiny thing, right? Because World's going on, but
yeah, Rush, like, has theirs, but yeah, nothing to that same caliber.
Yeah, like, if Worlds wasn't going on, I don't know, like, if another thing like that would step up,
mm-hmm.
and how many players would be still playing this game. So I think that's very much on, like, the front minds of a lot of players. So I think that has, like, led to teams and players practicing more, wanting to scrim more, be like more driven and curious about, okay, what's EU-WOT doing? What's Japan doing? Like, besides like some of the nerds like me and like other, like a few select top teams, like no one's watching VODs of Japan before this. No one was watching VODs of like EU before this. But now it's like,
speak for
everyone
yourself,
wants to learn from each other. Everyone wants to like edgy, find like any sort of edge or strategy that can help that next spot. So I would say like it has improved. And I think it's just because the kind of culture and I would say actually just mostly like the culture surrounding the competitive scene is like the healthiest it's ever been because of this tournament.
Absolutely.
That it's going to bring out the best practices out of people. It's going to bring out the best performances out of everyone. So I would definitely say I've noticed an improvement. And then I think back to like maybe like the, let's say like top 10 teams, right? Like the more kind of top heavy stuff. I would say in February, it felt like there were bigger gaps between certain teams. And now with March, because of various circumstances, depending on which team we're talking about, I think those gaps feel a lot closer. And I think March is going to be really, really competitive.
Yeah.
Super competitive.
Yeah, what's up that? What were you saying there, Ty, by the way?
No, I was saying David joined. How's it going, David?
Welcome, David, owner of IX Gaming, to the show. So players, be on your best behavior. Your owner is here.
I just came here because I heard that Junkie was talking too much.
No. David, this is a podcast. That's the only thing we're allowed to do on this show. So you feel free to talk as much as you want to.
But a podcast has a cast of people. It's not a, you know, one person, you know? So we're one cast.
Uh-oh. Junkie, you're getting fine.
We're a pod. We're a pod. That means, you know, we have multiple people. We're a team.
That's true. That's
I don't know. It was really funny. Someone said Junkie's reading a page out of the Bible. I thought that was pretty funny.
More like a chapter. More like a chapter.
When we were told about this interview behind the scenes, right? And it's like, oh, do you want to do the interview, right? I gave the thumbs up, like fucking 3 out of the 5 players gave the mute button.
Now
it was like, all right, like you're going to be talking them.
Of course, you gave the thumbs up.
It happens. All right, let's jump back into your March qualifiers run, though. I'm really interested about the rest of the run because you actually had one of the most interesting that we saw in the tournament so far. Next up, you go against another named team, 22nd seed Relentless. This is Nikolai's team. Definitely a squad that is practicing and scrimming all the time, so another competitive team. You took this one in a 2-1 win. Definitely close on the score line. I wasn't able to actually watch this game. Talk to me about this game. How did it feel from inside the server?
So they definitely brought a different game plan.
Okay.
And I'm glad that we played them first before some other teams, because what they focused on a lot was, even though that they were behind most of the games, they would just be their end game strategy worked out really well with Hoopa, because that was the first tournament that really Hoopa was being played in,
right,
like, to the extent that it was. And they caught us off guard. I believe it was the first game with like pulling us somewhere else and then just having the Hoopa back on the zap pit.
Gotcha.
So, and just like faking a fight somewhere and then
vaulting
back
bottom.
In.
At the bottom, the last thread, and then they did that to you again.
Again, they did it to us again, but we still, and they, so that, by the way, this tournament, I think we got a total of 1 Zapdos.
Okay.
The entire tournament.
Good.
I am not kidding. You can go rewatch it. We were not getting objectives to save our lives.
No. Oh,
we literally had to win most of our games, even though we were ahead. Lose Zapdos, catch up. Ahead,
really?
Lose Zapdos, catch up. It was
that'll drain you as a squad for sure.
Oh, absolutely. The only secure that we had was OG's security blanket.
Yeah. Hey, that's what you need sometimes. Mitzeline, what jungle?
No,
were you
I mean like literally his blanket.
Hey.
Cinderace.
You were on Cinderace pretty much the whole time?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know some teams were trying to rotate to the Talon in this tournament a little bit. I don't know how much success anybody was finding, but yeah, I think Cinderace was definitely the good pocket pick to be heading in through this tournament. Okay, but you were able to take a 2-1 despite it being a really hard-fought victory. I mean, it's a close game, some interesting rotations. They were able to be a little bit ahead of the Hoopa meta. You go into your next game against Sigma Kanto trainers. I like to call them the Pokemon Unite fraternity. You head into SKT, and you unfortunately lose this one 2-1. What happened in this game? Just send you guys down the loser's bracket.
I know exactly what happened.
Right. Go for it, Mitz.
Y'all planned to say to flip zap, and then Junkie to just ult us in, because you broke their second point, and Junkie never ulted us to the second point.
Oh, that's right.
Junkie, did this happen?
It wasn't Junkie's fault. It was the team fault. Like, it was all our fault.
It was Elky's fault.
No, it was my fault.
But if I remember, like, which game was that? Do you remember, Mitz?
Very first one.
It was the first one.
And we didn't lose much. We lost by like 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was super close, and I think we're pretty good about being really proactive around zap and just their zap strategy in general. Mm-hmm. I think we are a little thrown off of, how to kind of react to it, I think.
Yeah.
And then second game, they got zapped, but we still won by 10 points or something. It was super close.
Wow.
And then third game was a game where we actually had the lead for once, huge lead, I'm sorry. Okay. Going to zap, we were 150, 200 points, and then we just absolutely defending properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coin flip happens. Defenses will break down sometimes, but okay. Luckily, but
at the same time, though, I think a lot of that revolved around us only playing with each other for a week.
Mm-hmm.
This was a squad that we were just playing with a week. I was in Cancun that whole week too, so I was playing on close to 200 ping.
Oh my goodness!
So it wasn't the best of practice going on.
Good on you for practicing in Cancun, though. I think that gets some shout outs. I mean,
oh, so this is the funny part, Elky. We have his picture too. If we could share it later, but I guess it's too late.
No.
But this is Elky in Cancun on hotel Wi-Fi in a bathroom with a broken headset, so he had to speak into a phone speaker. Remember, in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
he's not on a screen either. He's on that little mini the actual Switch handheld. He's playing handheld.
Amazing.
Yeah, I had to go sit on the toilet because I couldn't wake my girlfriend up who was sleeping.
Right, of course. No, that was catastrophic. So I'm glad you had your priorities straight, even when it comes to practicing for the tourney. That's good. But okay, you find yourselves in loser's bracket. You'll go up against PTC. So I don't know too much about this team, but they have made it all the way through loser's bracket to get to this point. You take this game 2-0. What were the vibes like on the squad going into this game? You just got knocked out in a really tough match in the losers. Was it full we need to redemption mode, this is not happening to us again, or were things a little more shaky? How driven were you to win this game?
We was focused.
I remember just leaving the call, and I usually don't leave stuff like that, and I just hard meditated. And then when they got to, because we were ahead of the bracket, right, I think there was two or three rounds of matches that needed to happen before we got our opponent.
Okay, gotcha.
So I told them, I'm like, I'm just hardcore watching it, and I'll let you guys know whichever team we verse, I want to know what they've been playing, what their weaknesses are, listening, to everything, that I can do to prep us. So we were, just wanting to make sure there was, no kind of I's and T's not dotted and checked going into this. We wanted kind of no regrets. If we lost, we wanted to at least know that it wasn't because of a lack of effort, or a lack of prep or whatever. So we were just super.
That's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. I mean, a lot of teams can't brag that that's the kind of quality mindset they'll have going into a game like this. I mean, you had a rough February tournament, but this tournament, things are going better for you, and you're able to take this team down. So you were locked in. You win that game 2-0. Like Tyvasol was saying, your focus was on point, and that brings you to the next game. This is your winning in game against Team Glitch. This is against Sanji and company. This is another really, really good squad. I'm not sure if you've spent any time scrimming this team at all, but this is just another team a lot of people know in the competitive community, but it's your winning in game, loser goes home, and you're able to take this one 2-0. Any thoughts on this game in general, guys?
So for this one, again, no objectives. Sanji, he's a beast at securing. Yep. Shout out to Sanji.
Yeah, no, for
and
real.
And he secured, I believe it was like 4 of the 8 objectives in these games.
Oh my goodness.
And we just couldn't get any. And like, but yeah, the crazy thing is getting objectives against like other good teams and like usually means that you can like scale.
Right.
And just make sure that you stay ahead. But in these games, it really felt like, we even talked about it afterward, we're like, man, we were losing all objectives, but still playing after the objectives really well.
Okay.
Doing good cleanup and being even or ahead. And it was mostly ahead for the most part.
That's awesome.
Like level-wise, which felt pretty good, being able to play quote-unquote from behind, but not really from behind, because I feel like lanes won, they got steals. Lanes won, they got steals. But yeah, it ended up in our favor, which was really good, but they played really well.
That's there awesome. Was one huge X factor in this, and it was kind of shocking for all of us. We started seeing a trend in our team, like the prior game, as soon as we went to the loser bracket, and OG started talking a lot.
Wow.
So I was driving down from Lake Tahoe on a ski trip. So literally the entire tournament, I was on voice comms and just imagining what the team was doing. And obviously, like, there were moments when I'm driving where it's just, you know, tense on the mountain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But just listening to it, like, you could hear that OG did not want to lose. Like, the vengeance, or not the vengeance, like there was just something. The great, all of a sudden he started calling plays, like he would call macros on, like, you know, like, let's do this instead of that, let's, you know, push 5-man here. And the team would just,
he never talked this much before ever.
Yeah, oh yeah,
awesome. Another exactly. level unlocked, absolutely. We got the anime exactly. power up for OG. That's hype,
right? And when OG talks and Junkie doesn't talk, it's like
a different
it is like a different, completely different team.
Yeah, well, hey, sometimes that's what you need. I don't think you have to completely change up everything you have, but sometimes you just need a fresh look at what you're going into. But that's awesome. So you guys were able to take that game 2-0. You guys said you found another level on your team, able to take it. I'm sure there was a lot of elements to finding that new level, though. I mean, OG, you were getting a little bit more on the mic trying to communicate, but I'm sure that, you know, these players on the other side of the, you know, other side of the island from you, you're gonna want to be playing that much harder to get the win. I definitely see that. And not to mention, this solidified you in the March finals. So I don't believe I've said it on air yet, but congratulations to Team IX. I'm so hyped to watch you guys play this weekend. This is seriously going to be the one of the best weekends for Unite, like, ever yet. So I am so excited to watch this. I think it's going to be a fantastic tournament.
Hopefully we give you the best show, Zoinks.
You are. I know you are, Tymusol. It's going to be so hype. I'm pumped. It's going to be a fantastic tournament. But all right, we've talked a lot about, so far, a lot of the questions I already had in mind throughout this bracket run, but I do want to ask, you're going up against NA's best, right? You've now solidified your name in that conversation with this qualification run, but you're headed into them. Who are the top teams that you want to play against the most?
That's
well, I think came out, right? If I'm not mistaken,
Gaming Gladiators.
If I was trolled or not, but I think if we reach top 4, we verse Gaming Gladiators XTTV.
Okay. For
second spot.
Okay.
Yeah, like for spot. So I think that would be hyped. I think March is going to be a lot more of which team is just, you know, working at perfecting their style, how they want to play the game. And I feel like it's a lot more within our control compared to February. Like, if we don't do well, it's not going to be like, oh, they just had this better whatever, or this, it's like, no, like, we, like, the, it's all within our control, which is, like, I find a very empowering thing, but it's also very scary too, right? Because then it's like, fail, then it's like, I feel like it's 100% on you. But we're just trying to work to all of our individual strengths, our team strengths, how we kind of naturally view the game and play the game, and just trying to accentuate all those things.
Sure.
the new picks, the new meta stuff, which I think is really refreshing, and just hoping to, like Ty say, put on a good show, and hopefully it'll be like a lot of, you know, diverse comps, and, you know, seeing how they all match up against each other and how people, you know, react or adjust to things depending on how the comps kind of compete and match up against each other. So I'm just really, really excited, I think.
No, I'm so too. You mentioned how, you know, exciting comps coming out. Do you have a little bit of spice for me, Junkie? Is there some secret picks going on for IX that
You're going to secret, big dog.
Yeah, you can tell me though, right? I was like, you can tell me. All right,
yeah, we're playing tree.
Oh yes, out. That's what I love to hear.
Bringing out the tree. We love you, Zoinks, but we can't get you our secret.
All right, five ghost Pokemon. That's what I'm hoping for. That's my namesake, so I love to see it. But awesome, guys. Okay, March Finals. We've talked about it so much already. It seriously is going to be one of the most hyped tournaments we have so far. I think the top 16 we have are clearly the best in NA. It's going to be some electric matches. It's going to be really exciting crowning a new victor. I mean, let's see if anybody can take the head of Gaming Gladiators, if you will. It's going to be a lot more competition for it, though, like you were mentioning. I think this new meta shook a lot up. Also, just the level of the competitive community has increased so much. We've seen teams scrimming way more, actually committing time to VOD review, and even like trying to not stream their scrims, not making content out of their competitive strivings. It really seems like the culture around competitive community has jumped up another notch, like you were mentioning earlier, Junkie. But anyway, it's going to be a fantastic tournament. But David, we have you here too, and you're one of the biggest sponsors of this event, so I want to talk about it. March Finals is not the only tournament we have this weekend. We have the Unite for Ukraine tournament as well. So this is going to be another fantastic, fantastic tournament to watch. Unite Mike's got the awesome pleasure. I got to be like producing the event, and Dupe Snacks and Goop for hosting it. We got to be able to host the player draft for the tournament. Really fun time. We've already raised a ton of money for the event, and the tournament is going to be happening this weekend on Jeff Hoogland's stream and a bunch of other people are going to be co-casting, making content around it. So just make sure you tune into the category as well. But David, is there anything you want to mention about what Unite for Ukraine is, what the tournament means to you and your team, and just all of that?
Yeah, I'll keep it short. I mean, we've done this in the interview before, but I mean, it's just a great opportunity for all the Unite players to come together and, you know, promote a cause. We made this a hybrid event, so made it slightly competitive, more than usual, try to mix in the pro players and balance the comps, as well as being an exhibition and for charity. So there's definitely a balance of different personalities and players in it. Everybody can contribute. Go to ix.team, that's ix.team on your browser, /donate. You'll see information on how you can contribute to the cause, as well as special event merch that we have for sale. And either way, we'll contribute to the cause. And I believe Jeff and I are going to be matching a lot of the donations, so it's a great way for you to contribute to it. But yeah, I've seen more Unite for Ukraine scrims this week going on than I have seen real scrims, which is kind of odd.
I think both are happening. Just the latter is not being streamed by a lot of top teams, I think, which is really, it's a really funny place to be in. But I think a lot of content creators are excited about it. Now they can finally stream like try hard 5-stack gameplay without the fear of, you know, Junkie studying their VODs to find the secret strat to take them out. So I think it's been a little bit of a boon to some people, but awesome. Yes, so if you haven't heard already, in somehow you're living under some kind of a rock, tune in to Unite for Ukraine this Sunday. Make sure to donate, exclamation mark donate in our chat. We'll get you to that link as well, but ix.team/donate. Make sure you're taking a part of an awesome cause that our community gets to unite around. So really, really fantastic thing to do. Guys, we don't have too much more time in this podcast. I know you guys have to get to scrims and things like that soon.
Ben, for Unite Ukraine, like, David works for Google and he generously like is able to have Google match donations. So like that should hopefully extra incentivize individual small time donors, even if you only think it's like $1, $2, $5, whatever. Yep. It's going to get doubled for
absolutely
free, right?
Yeah.
So like nothing can be too short. Like, obviously we appreciate, you know, the giant dig hype donations, but like the whole thing for Unite Ukraine is that hopefully everyone individually feels empowered to contribute. And I think this is just such a great cause to see how much each person's, you know, little contribution can be magnified.
Absolutely.
And I like David said, I think we had like $3,700 in draft, so then that gets doubled to like $7,400 before the event even starts, right? So like,
it's true.
I'm really excited. Everyone else should be really excited. You know, don't buy your coffee that week. Give us coffee money, like,
yeah,
all those things. Because I think it would be like such a huge, awesome statement to be able to show what the Unite competitive scene can do and does do, because like we are still such a really tiny scene, right? Like people don't really hear about us. Like it's very kind of in-house. And I think this is like one of our big pushes to do something for the larger gamer community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, depending on how well it goes and stuff, like that can attract a new player base, that can attract new competitive fans. So I think every pro player and everyone involved in the pro scene should be feeling incentivized and motivated to be promoting this, to be championing this, because it's going to benefit obviously the people that need it the most. But even if you want to be selfish, it's going to benefit our scene. So like, it's a win-win-win-win-win-win. And I just hope everyone is, you know, excited, ready to put on a good show, and keeps the focus on the important stuff for sure.
Absolutely. The hype event, you couldn't have said it better myself, Junkie. That's awesome. With this last little bit of time I have to talk to you guys, I want to just talk about a bit more of the future focus for IX Gaming. It's not just this next tournament coming up. We have Worlds and everything like that, but this is one of the steps towards it. You weren't competing in the February finals. This is your first finals, technically. It's only one of two, though. What placing do you really think is a placing that IX Gaming is striving for? Are you going to be happy with anything less than first, or is a top four, top six, top eight, something like that, would you be okay with as a team? I mean, it's a super competitive tournament. There's definitely has to be some bar set, but where is IX's bar set at right now?
Number one.
Oh yeah, I knew what time I was going to say.
Our team culture, what we said from day one is this: we're going to be better better tomorrow than we are today. Better in March than we were in February. We got it.
Yep, done.
So we'll do our best here in March.
Awesome.
April, we're going to do better than we did last month. And hopefully, if you keep on moving, there's very little room there. I think we get AOS, we get NA finals.
Heck yeah. I love that. Okay, very cool. Yeah.
Your question, we're happy just to be there, but
sure.
Because that means we did better than the last time.
Mm-hmm. So this time,
but we're like,
number one, though. 100%.
How we're doing a practice, like, I want to be at least top four. I would say that's like my goal. Like, it's, you know, obviously number one is like would be wonderful and lovely, but like, I think our team is capable of reaching top four if we all play to the best of our ability and what we've been doing. So I think that benchmark, I can like rest my head on my pillow and be happy. Anything less than that, we're grateful to be there. We're happy to get the experience.
Sure.
Like David said, building off of it, like we built off of how we lost March losers. And if we didn't have that experience, I don't think we would have made March, right?
Absolutely.
So we're ready to get everything in, utilize it, be grateful for everything. But I think we would like to have that kind of stamp of being like, we went from not making it to top four. Like, that's solid.
That's awesome. That's exactly the answer I think that every team should have. I mean, we're striving for number one every single time, but if we're disappointed, we don't hit that, you transform that, right? You can't be gutted by a result like that. You have to use it like your team has and, you know, turn it around and fight for a win. And so far, that has been going so well for you. And I think if that vision of what IX Gaming is stays the same, your team really does have no limits. David, you were mentioning the bar's only here. So far, I mean, who knows what goes past this next season, right? IX Gaming's future is looking bright, I think, with your squad and how you're taking it. So that's awesome. Guys, I want to do just a little bit of a rapid fire round here as we are coming at the end of the show. I always have this question on my podcast. I know a lot of people who listen to this, all competitive players in the scene and everything like that. However, we do have our fair share of new players who are just trying to get into the competitive scene. They looked up Pokemon Unite on Spotify or something and found themselves here. Make sure to rate the show 5 stars, please. Helps us grow a ton. If you guys had just one tip for a new player who's trying to get into the competitive scene, they found a team, they're trying to grind up, what makes a player go from good to great? Make it specific to your role if you can, but if you don't want to, it could be totally anything. OG, feel free to type your answer in chat or in our Discord chat, either one. Junkie, why don't you kick us off?
I would say overall, find people that you can get along with, play cool. with, you have similar expectations. I think just having that foundation is super important. And then just try to remove your ego as much as possible.
It's a big one.
Like, but just like when you're watching VODs, like even if you hypothetically like see a player you quote unquote are better than, right? You can always learn something from them.
Yep.
And I think if you go into the competitive scene with like a forever learner mindset from every experience and everything, and you don't, like you said earlier, kind of like if your team is like entering tournaments for the first time and you lose and your team mental booms and blows up, like yeah, you're not going to grow.
No.
But like I think it's getting that solid foundation in so that when you do get these experiences, you can absorb and get the most out of them. VOD reviewing is super important. Like I think I mentioned earlier, like entering these Worlds tournaments to get those experiences against top teams, super important in the best setting. Don't be afraid. Again, don't let your ego, like, oh, I don't want to look bad or what. No, like, this is all learning. You're all improving. And then metafy.gg/@junkiegs.
Absolutely. Shout out. I love that. That's a good one to end on. I love that. Elky, why don't you go next?
So my big thing is, I think, coming from, like, a personal standpoint, I know a lot of people don't have, like, the most time to put into, like, games all the time. Like, if you have a really busy life. So I think like piss poor practice is always going to be piss poor performance. And that's something that I really take to heart. If you look at, for instance, like ties and eyes, like total games compared to other pros in the scene, we have, I think we have some of the best like tourney placements overall versus like how many games that we have. And I think it's a lot of it comes down to like when we're practicing, it is all focus. Like there's never like a go next. And I think that's a really bad mentality that if you're trying to come up in the scene is don't have the go next mentality and just make sure that you're trying to learn, because if you're not trying to learn, you're not going to be getting better.
Gotcha. I love that. Miss Lane, why don't you go next?
Just clean up the dots on the map.
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
Farm good. They should not be there for very long at all. Ty, how about you?
The same thing just said.
Yeah, that's good. As long as we get that out of the way, I love it. OG, feel free to type yours or say yours if you want to at any point. Just cut anybody off if you need to. But I think we had OG on last time. It's probably going to be clear the dots off the map. David, go ahead. As a team OG, owner.
OG has spoken. He said,
yeah, OG has spoken.
He said, go ahead, Jackie. Tell me what it said.
Playing a 5-stack.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. Get into 5-stack. Solo queue is going to be tough. You can learn there, but it is a uphill climb for sure. Get yourself a 5-stack. Get better together.
They can learn bad habits from there, right? Because what we're going to always transfer over. So yeah, definitely agree with OG. 5-stacks, super important.
Love that. David, any thoughts as a team owner? I know you play the game a bunch too, so you're not inexperienced in that regard whatsoever. Give a tip however you'd like. Well, how about the next player you're picking up for IX? What should they put on their resume?
Hashtag be better. No, actually.
Hashtag get
it. Exactly. No, just have fun. At the end of the day, it is a game. Just remember that the people on the other side of the Pokemon, the trainers, they're real people with real lives. And the more you can have that mindset, the more fun you'll have, the more you'll learn. Hey, the more you learn, you'll get better.
That is true. That's how it works. That's awesome. Okay, guys, that is fantastic. Thank you for your tips. Make sure to add those to your arsenal if you are playing and learning and getting better like these guys are saying. If you're tuning into Overdunk, though, you're already doing that. You're getting the best plug in the game. We're helping you guys out, climb and everything like that. So quick plugs for me, Overdunk, go listen, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, everywhere. Just rate, review, 5 stars. We'd love that. But most importantly, check out the Unite Mics Twitch and YouTube. We post all all this along with my co-caster Dube Snack's other podcast, Late Night Unite, where David, you made an appearance on as well. And we have a lot of other guests who have been on and are on coming. So make sure to go give those shows a check out on YouTube and on Twitch. But thank you so much, IX Gaming, for joining me. Make sure you guys follow these guys on Twitch and Twitter. I know I'm keeping you from scrims right now, so I want to close up this show as fast as possible. But follow me at ZoinksCast on Twitter. But guys, most importantly, the biggest plug for this week is going to be check out Unite for Ukraine this weekend. After the March Finals, you're going to be on that high of competitive Pokemon Unite. Make sure you ride that all the way into Sunday. Watch some fantastic gameplay. Tune into Jeff Hoogland's stream. Donate to the charity ix.team/donate. And you might also see me casting some games. I think me and Red Love are going to be a caster duo for a little bit of this tournament, which is going to be so hype. I'm excited to cast with my boy Red Love. It's going to be a good time. So guys, have a fantastic week. Good luck to IX, you guys, this weekend, especially. A little bit of extra good luck for you, and good luck to all the other competitors in the tournament.
I got a question.
All right, hit me.
It's time to interview you real quick.
Oh, okay. The tables have been turned.
What team are you voting for? Or rooted.
What's even my
rooting? Oh, man.
Yeah,
let's No. What's your top four?
What's my top four?
Oh, no tier list. No tier list.
No, David, you can't do tier list. You're a team owner. I'm a content creator. I have to do tier list. My tier list, I mean, guys, let's face it. GG's top. I've always considered Ascendance or Black Hand to be right up there in number two. But I do think there's a good chance IX Gaming rounds out that top three, top four. You guys got to prove it to me this tournament, though, right?
No. Wait, I was talking about the Ukraine for.
That one I'm contractually obligated to not make a tier list for because David said I'd get kicked off the show. Gotcha. So, yeah,
No, there isn't. No, you're not.
No, there isn't.
Yeah, which team do you like? Which team do you like?
You can't just get out of that.
Okay.
Yeah, which team do you want to watch?
Guys, I've thrown my hat into Faz's team. I think Faz's team has it. I think the Flippers are going to win it all. But hey,
Faz's team logo. That's why I was rooting for them. Did you see that logo?
I did. It's so good.
Dunkey, so you're not rooting for us in Red Love's team?
Ooh.
I mean, broadcast. I'm just saying.
I mean, team Celine Curly Q, aka CPUs, I think they did beat you guys like 5-0 in scrims tie, Red Love.
Oof. Okay, we gotta end the show. We gotta end the show. Any more slander. Guys, thank you so much for joining Overdunk. Have a fantastic week. Good luck to everybody at the tournaments this weekend. Awesome. See you guys next time. Bye.